As the global community observed World Heart Day yesterday, epidemiologist Dr. Rosamond Adams said cardiovascular disease accounts for the majority of deaths in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
It is said that 80% of premature deaths from cardiovascular diseases can be avoided if we avoid the risk factors, the four major risk factors that we speak about, which is smoking, excessive alcohol intake, unhealthy diet, and sedentary lifestyles. However, when we look at 2014 figures, we had 139 deaths from ischemic heart disease. Then we have 87 from hypertensive heart disease, and from other types of heart diseases, we had 55, giving us a total of about 281 deaths for 2014 from heart-related diseases. Overall, for the total number of deaths for the country, this accounts for about 27.9%. So almost one third of the deaths in St. Vincent and the Grenadines were attributed to cardiovascular diseases.
Dr. Adams said at least 80% of premature deaths from cardiovascular disease could be avoided if the four major risk factors are controlled.
We put a lot of emphasis on what we call the modifiable risk factors. So these are risk factors that we can change. So you will hear us saying, do not smoke, do not drink excessive amount of alcohol, we must exercise, we must eat properly. However, the environment in which we live is very important also. So we can try to decrease all of these risk factors, but we may live in an environment that may not allow us to decrease these risk factors. And so we need what we call an environment that help us, environment that stimulate us to decrease these risk factors, and environment that create factors that are protective. And one example I may draw is, I may not smoke, so I know that smoking is a risk factor for cardiovascular diseases. So I may not smoke, but I may walk in a bar and people may be smoking all the time, and we know of the impact of secondhand smoking.
Dr. Adams said failure to care for the heart could lead to other health complications.
A lot of times we go about our lives, we live our lives, and we don't realize that the heart is performing such a vital duty, and we have to take care of the heart, because if we don't take care of the heart, then we start developing all of these heart diseases, and then the heart cannot pump blood to the rest of the body. The supply of blood and vital elements is decreased, and so we start having diseases related to the heart or to other organs, because if the heart cannot do its function, then the supply of blood and other important elements to the other parts of the body are decreased, and so these organs also cannot function adequately. So it's important that the health of the heart is looked at.
Epidemiologist Dr. Rosamond Adams. Bertil Maloney reporting for NBC News.